Since 1945, Weatherby's been building the finest firearms and ammunition in the world. And today, we're proud to continue that legacy from our facility in Sheridan, Wyoming. This is On Our Mark, the Weatherby Podcast.
All right, welcome back to On Our Mark, the Weatherby Podcast. It's a fun time of year. We got our first snow yesterday, which was late.
Yeah, it feels crazy. I mean, there's been years where we get our first snow like October 1st.
Yeah, and this was November 24th. 23rd? No.
24th.
24th.
And it was looking pretty nasty, actually, and we still didn't like clobber us.
No, we need it, one, but it's been a phenomenal fall. It's kind of that time of year where you like wrap up hunting season, sort of. There's still some stuff, looking for a turkey, might grab some more whitetail doe tags. It's been a fun season. You've been all over the place.
Yeah, man, it's been great. This has been one of the best seasons I've had. It's kind of fun. We were talking about it. We call it the Wyoming cycle, or we call it the cycle, right, for the year. We've done kind of like a perfect year podcast before.
Yeah.
But Kobe and then our friend Nate Baldwin, we always talk about the cycle, which is a turkey, a bear, a whitetail, a mule deer, and an elk.
Yeah, just all of them.
All of them. So ran the cycle this year.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's pretty pumped.
The
pretty
Wyoming pumped. Cycle.
It wasn't all Wyoming, okay. But it's a cycle.
Still good.
Yeah.
What wasn't in Wyoming?
Deer, whitetail, and muley.
Oh, you didn't get a Wyoming deer.
No, they're still.
You tried.
I tried really hard.
Dude, there's time for a whitey. You can fix this.
I know. I got the go ahead for Saturday, so I'm gonna go give it one more last ditched effort.
If you want to do what my son and I did and just go shoot the first deer you see, I got a hot tip for you. If you want to know where to go,
I think I'm gonna be pretty picky.
Okay, you might as well. You got plenty of meat.
We got lots of meat.
Yeah,
which is good because it seems crazy. It's like, man, felt like I had a lot of meat, but we eat so much. And then like just hosting events, it's like pretty much anytime I'm hosting something, I'll do wild game and introduce people to that. Mm-hmm. Or like
that's a good time of year for that.
We did a fun like antelope camp with a bunch of people from out of town.
Yeah,
we did all wild game. So yeah. cleared out a bunch of
that's
stuff.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Kid you not, we shot some whitetail Saturday night. One of them is almost gone.
That's awesome.
We just have been cranking through it.
What is the dinner of choice? You guys grinding it? Are you doing tacos, fajitas?
Nothing fancy at all. Just
meat.
Salt and pepper.
Love it.
Yeah. Salt and pepper, steaks. Yeah, we've just been going through it. It was also a fawn. So yeah. It wasn't very big, but it's
probably it's really like, good.
It's the tastiest deer I've ever had.
Yeah.
Super good.
That's awesome.
You know what else is in season right now? It is holiday specials. Black Friday specials.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. So, yeah, it's that time of year where people are really starting to think about gift giving, all the things.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It seems like you got to kind of look through all the sales stuff so we don't want to be too salesy. But, you know, Thanksgiving, it's fun to be with family and all those things. But then Black Friday has been kind of a holiday that went from just the day after Thanksgiving to a whole week, right?
Yeah. We have become guilty, as every other manufacturer and retailer in the world, that we have flooded people's inboxes probably with emails, just as we were joking today about how many emails we have received and looked at. And actually, there's been some pretty good deals out there. There's a thing I want to point out, though, that we don't do these deals to like undercut anybody. That's not our goal. We want our dealers to be successful. If you're listening to this, we want you to go to a dealer and buy a gun from them. There's usually a couple reasons that we do Black Friday specials. So the unique thing about the firearms business, specifically the hunting firearms business, is we start a ramp up in July. It starts to like climb a little as people get ready for hunting season, depending on where you live in the world. But July starts to ramp up, and it's a pretty steady ramp up until about January. We get the pre-holiday uplift, which kind of is Black Friday. You get the holiday uplift in December, and you get the post-holiday uplift in January. And then from February to June, we start to go down, and it's kind of a gradual taper. Sometimes that gradual is not so gradual. But we are getting our inventory ready for quite a few new things that we've hinted at on the podcast coming up for January and February launches. So some of the specials, we go through our inventory and we're like, man, what did we not do a great job of using up in the past, which could be a stock or it could be a barrel. And it's like, what could we put together that's cool with that? Or it could be, in the case of yesterday's special, 18i Deluxe, could be something that is, for whatever reason, a little bit slower moving. We've offered specials to dealers and distributors, and we're like, man, we still have some left over. We have reasons why we need to move some more, and so we throw them on a deal. So the goal is not to undercut anybody. We want our dealers, distributors, retailers to all be successful, but we also want to be successful. So sometimes we throw some deals out there.
Yeah, you'll see deals that we're doing this year are pretty strategic. And honestly, I kind of like that we have the podcast to kind of talk through some of that like, hey, like one of our best deals, which is the blacked out carbon mark, is because we had 34 of a certain stock, and it's, yes, like, well, this will never be consumed because we went to a different supplier or something like that. So it's just like, well, these stocks are quote unquote dead inventory, but we can make something super cool and exclusive, and it's kind of a one of a kind. So
yeah, and it doesn't mean it's bad. It's actually the original carbon mark stock. It's really good. Bell and Carlson fiberglass stock. We mostly use the Peak 44 stocks, which are a little lighter, but some people don't want the lighter. Some people want a heavier gun. And so still uses the BSF barrel, the most accurate barrel that we've ever played with. Mm-hmm. And so we've got some pretty cool offerings there.
Yeah, that carbon mark is probably my favorite gun of the entire Black Friday deal list, is we got some 6.5 RPMs. They're the longer 24-inch barrels, too. We had some of those pre-chambered. It's like, man, this could be a sweet rifle. Just if you combine those two things, and we don't do a carbon mark anymore. So it seemed like kind of a match made in heaven. So that's probably our steal of the entire Black Friday.
Yeah, I mean, the original carbon mark before, you know, the world kind of went crazy was $2,500. So at $2,150, we're well below that. That's a great deal.
Yeah, and that would have been, you know, into today's money, things have gotten a little more expensive. So that's like a, you know, $2,700 rifle these days.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
So probably by the time you're listening to this, because we've already sold some of the 300 Weatherby ones, those will probably be sold out. But we do have a few 257s. And
it's Tuesday of Black Friday week. We started on a Monday, and this will probably come out on a Wednesday.
Yeah. So we sold a bunch of the 300 Weatherbys already. There might be some 257s, and then we got just a handful of the 6.5 RPM ones. So
yeah, pretty cool. What else do we have?
We have a Vanguard Shadow, which has been super popular these first 2 days, and essentially it's just that cool Griptonite Vanguard stock, and it was in kind of a colorway that we don't do anymore. So we had some of those, and have like a cool tungsten Cerakote on that. So it's just like a really solid deal at $600.
Yeah, it's a good looking kind of a variation of a weather guard.
Yeah. That's what you could say. It's got the cool swipe paint. We've been doing some experimenting with swipe paint stuff. A lot on the Sorix, but this is kind of one on the rifles.
So. Yeah, so the behind the scenes look at this is, man, I'm just going to be like brutally honest. We discontinued a version of the weather guard that used the black stock with the gray Griptonite inserts, and we still had some left over. And we're like, nothing's consuming these stocks. We need to use them up. Let's put together a really cool and good looking. And sometimes you put something together like this one where you're like, this probably shouldn't just be a special.
Yeah. This one is sweet. I mean, there's, you know, it's kind of just, you know, no flutes. It's threaded so you can add a suppressor or a brake. So it's kind of bare bones, but man, that the look of that, it's like every time I show someone's like, ooh,
this one looks pretty good.
This one might come in line, throw some cool flutes or something on it. And yeah,
I dig it.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that one as well.
Nice. We got some High Countries on there.
Yeah, High Countries. These are, if you're listening to this on Wednesday or Thursday, it might not be available. We had some limited quantity stuff on this. Probably my favorite is we got some 270 Weatherby in these. So that's kind of the cool thing on High Countries.
The High Country, to me, is, I don't, it did never do badly, like from a performance volume perspective, but it never like did as well as the Backcountry. I like the Bastion stock more.
I know it's
personally than the Blacktooth stock.
It's funny when you put rifles together. They're very just like the looks and stuff of rifles. That's so subjective. Like I like the Backcountry but I like the Bastion stock better. But but this has spiral flutes, and I'm more of a straight flute.
Yeah,
or the new skip flute. So it's just funny how some models are just like so like super quality, and then it's just like a preference thing.
I love the paint job on the High Country. It kind of reminds me of an elk color scheme. Like you got the brown, like the side, and then you got the like the kind of the creamy color, like almost like an elk butt color.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I've played on our custom configurator a lot, and I feel like I choose this stock color a lot.
Yeah, it's a good color.
when I'm just like daydreaming and just putting together a rifle, so... Yeah, sweet. What are we doing? Yeah, we're doing a couple $100 off of that one. So there's super limited quantities.
What do we got for 307?
307, man, we got the Range TG. This one's probably our best deal. Actually, it is our best deal we've ever had on a 307. So we had some leftover stocks on a previous model, and that's going to be the benefit of you guys on this one.
$899, essentially. I mean, this is a Range XP, more or less. Different color scheme. Helps us use up some stuff so that we don't have to throw anything away or repaint or rework. So that's why we basically are just bare bones trying to move them. And shoots great. All of these get full warranty, sub MOA guarantee.
Yeah, that's there's nothing wrong with them. What I really like about the range stock on this one is if it's just you're just trying to fill your fill your safe as well. These have that, you know, adjustable length of pull, so it's really good for smaller statured shooters and things like that as well. It's not super short, but you can take all of those spacers out, and it's just good gun to have. I mean, it's gonna shoot great. So, lots of 6.5 RPM on this one as well.
What do we got for shotguns, Tyler?
Shotguns. Our only shotgun deal of the year is our pretty one. We have our 18i Deluxe. And 20 gauge with 28 inch barrels. So super lightweight gun. It's great shooting clays and in the field. It's got that brushed nickel finish on it. So
I love this gun.
This gun is awesome, and the wood quality on it is pretty solid too.
The grip angle on the 18i Deluxe is a little more Bastion than Blacktooth, if I could say that. It's a little more vertical. And at first, when I first grabbed it, I thought it felt funny. And then the first time I shot it, I was just like dead on. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
this feels really, really good.
Yeah. And that, I mean, this is the kind of the last model that we've had in the 18i. So we've kind of, you know, merged a lot of our stuff over to Sorix and Element 2s. So this in the, we still have a few limiteds too. If you're looking for like that gold, we still have some of those, but for a deal.
The Deluxe, two-tone, gorgeous pieces of wood. That's a smoking deal.
Yeah, so. $750 off. So that's a good one.
And we got some ammo stuff. 10% off of any SKU that uses a Scirocco. So I've actually had a flood of questions recently about, dude, what happened to the 140 Accubonds? Or what happened to the 180 Accubonds? I think we did a whole podcast talking about how what happened with some of those Nosler SKUs. I'll refer people back to that instead of bringing up that whole story. But we don't currently have Nosler SKUs in our offering. If you were an Accubond fan, the Sciroccos are very similarly constructed. We've seen phenomenal terminal performance with the Sciroccos. They fly very similar and similar BC to a Accubond. So if historically you've been an Accubond guy and maybe you're at the end of your supply, the Sciroccos would be a very good backup choice.
Yeah, it should be a good like transition. Like if you have a rifle that's zeroed, it shouldn't be too much because most of the weights that we replaced with are very similar to what you would have expected in a loaded Weatherby cartridge. And at the end of the day, if you're holding out to try to find an Accubond and a certain thing, we're not going to bring it back in stock. So if it's not in stock now, there's a few Nosler SKUs left, but you're not going to find it. So.
I say never, but it is you're correct. It's highly unlikely that they're coming back. So, Yeah, and then any 28 Nosler. So we have 7 PRC, 300 PRC, 6.5 PRC, 280 ACLI, and then also 28 Nosler that we chamber or load rifle ammunition for in a variety of projectiles. And 28 Nosler, we have more than we'd like to have.
Yeah.
I'd like to get some of it gone.
We have some really quality loaded stuff. I mean, I know, 28 Nosler is super fast. And it's what I love about our loaded ammo on 28 Nosler is 28 Nosler can be a little bit finicky, just grabbing something from like production off the shelf. A lot of people have to hand load for that. Well, our ballistician's kind of did all that work for you. And you're going to kind of get that type of hand loaded quality. I mean, we've got a Burger, we've got a Scirocco. And I want to say, what else are we load? Do we load a hammer in that? I don't know.
I know.
I'm pretty sure
there's a hammer offering.
We'll have a Burger and Scirocco option for sure.
Yeah, we kind of did the three across the board, but
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is not a Weatherby Black Friday question, but it is a Black Friday question. I have two questions. Yeah. First one, you got to go shopping tonight for your wife for a sportsman's friendly gift for her because that's what she wants. Mm-hmm. Probably not. But if she did, what are you going to look for tonight?
Man, that
like
is...
Like, you can't go home without bringing her a thing that helps her get out in the woods with you.
Wow, that is a tough question. I'm trying to think because Savannah gets to inherit all of the gadget stuff that I have, so I feel like I have two of everything already. It would probably be something to make... More so, like last year, this is one that I got last year. I got like marshmallow stick things, telescoping marshmallow sticks. So it'd be something more comfortable camping. And one of the I know exactly what it is. It'd be a new sleeping mat because when we're camping, car camping,
that's a good one.
Yeah, a car camping one. We have like a UST made one, maybe Rumpel makes one, but they're like the super thick, like self-inflating ones. Mm-hmm. And I had one, we had one and I used to use it all the time. And then Savannah would use a smaller version and she always complained about how terrible it was. And I was like, you're fine. Like I'm, bigger than you. So I'll have the nice one or whatever. Well, one time I grabbed her sleeping mat and did a backpack trip with it and it was terrible. And I threw it away and I immediately told Savannah.
Fun. I'm so sorry.
I literally apologized. I was like, that was one of the worst things I've ever done to you. So I gave her that one. So In turn, maybe it would be like a double one of those because we like to camp.
Okay. I like
What about you? That was a good question. I thought you were going with what would you get yourself?
Maybe that'd be the next question. I think, let's see. I should have been thinking about that more. I thought of the question on the fly. So
that was tough for a second.
I think I would probably look for a pair of really good and lightweight binos. Mm. We've got a bunch of kids, and they've all inherited like some of my older binos, but a lot of them are just kind of heavier. Like some Swaro 8 Powers, like those little guys. Those would be, I think that'd be pretty slick.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a one you don't think of until you're all in a truck and you're like, now I need 4 pairs of binos because everyone's like,
yeah, oh yeah. I mean, we love the family antelope hunt, and you just everybody's grabbing some, and you kind of want to give the little kids the worst ones because they're gonna just smudge all over them and lick them and, but yeah, I think that would be a good one. So have some good, really good clarity, but some of the binos that we have are heavy. Mm-hmm. And I've got some really nice lightweight range finding binos. I love them. Like, don't leave home without them. But then everybody else kind of has significantly heavier or less good glass. Mm-hmm. And I think that'd be just a nice thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Because you can take them anytime.
Yeah, I like
that. So, yeah.
I'm going to selfishly bring up this question. The one thing that's on my radar of what I want for Black Friday, you're going to appreciate this, is the puffy shoes for camping. I don't even the slides or whatever that you have.
Yeah.
It's funny. I guess I hinted to Savannah that I wanted these. So for you who don't know, yours might be North Face, but there's a couple different brands.
Mine are OR, Outdoor Research.
Or Outdoor Research. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of just like a puffy slipper, right?
Yeah, they're a down slipper. Yeah, for lack of a better
term.
They've
got four-wheel drive
mode. A down booty.
Yeah, they got four-wheel drive mode. And
yeah, kind of like Crocs, which I don't wear, but that you can slip up a little heel thing so you can like wear them clog style or put them in four-wheel drive mode.
And yeah, so yeah. I think that's like I don't really like getting gifts, but that's something that I'd be pumped to get.
I have given no less than 10 pairs of those to just like the family members and friends. I gave Adam a pair one year.
Oh,
for
really?
Christmas. Yeah.
Those things are awesome. I'm always jealous every time. Man, we hunted a couple times together this year and you had those on multiple hunts and I'm like, why do I always look at them and then never get them?
So. They're like one of my go-to like backcountry hacks is, you know, we did a hunt where we were going in super light. And you don't want to bring extra footwear because they're bulky and for lots of reasons. But, man, those things, they just, like, they're flat. They don't even have a rubber sole. It's like a raft material, like a PVC whatever sole. They're waterproof. I bet I have hundreds of miles on those slippers.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, they're warm so you can take your feet or your feet out of your boots after a long sweaty day and then just put them in there. And yeah, I love them.
I was gonna say the quality ranges too. I'm pretty sure you can get them anywhere from like nice OR yeah. ones, North Face ones or anything like that down to, I know there's, you know, Amazon knockoff.
Oh, I'm
ones.
Sure.
So they're anywhere. You can probably find them for 20, 30 bucks. I bet. It'd be
yeah.
Like a great stocking
that's
stuffer.
That's a great gift to give to any like person that spends time outside.
Yeah.
And they're just good house shoes, I guess, generally. I wear them yeah. in the house, too.
Yeah.
Those are good ones. Man, so I'm going to try to answer your self-question about what would I want? I'm transitioning to ski season in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for some skis.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those you can get brand new. Those you can scour the internet
I
or
love
the
Facebook
marketplace.
For skis, yeah. I want to get some like really big powder skis this year, which we're going to need more snow for those to come into play. But, yeah, Warren Miller Film Fest tonight. Kind of excited.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to go now or not after you started talking about it. What time does that start? 6?
The show's at 7, but the door's open at 6.
Nice.
Yeah.
You and Trip going?
It's, you know, it's kind of like our film festival. It's right on the heat, like right the leading edge of the season. Mm-hmm. And you go and you're just like pumped for hunting season at our film fest. It's the same for the Warren Miller. You go and like tomorrow I'll be like, I gotta go skiing. we're 3.5 weeks out from opening day. So yeah, the whole fam's going.
Oh, whole fam. Dang.
Yeah. Even the baby. We're going.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
She's gotta learn to ski soon. She just learned to walk. It's time to learn to ski.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome.
Dude, yeah.
Ooh, I just thought of another good one. Not for me, though. For Savannah. We're looking for like a baby backpack hiking thing. That would be a good one for her. Would be like where you can take the kiddo.
I've logged a lot of miles with those.
Yeah.
We ran into you this summer.
Yeah, you guys did have one.
Yeah.
So that was like, we're thinking a lot of baby stuff, but outdoor related baby stuff, that'd be great.
I think I've had every brand of those. The Osprey's the best, hands down.
That's the one to do.
Yeah, don't even jack with anything else. They're all pretty good, but the Osprey is like, it's really good.
That's good to know.
It's also a good marketplace pickup.
Yeah, because you don't have to use them forever.
You use them for like 2 years max.
Yeah.
If you're carrying a 4-year-old in one of those things, I don't know. That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
I actually
might as well strap them into the load shelf.
So I was about to say, Tripp and I were hunting a couple weeks ago, and we saw a 4 or 5 year old girl. We had been climbing for a mile, like we were going into this spot where it's literally 2 miles up, 2,000 vertical feet, a pretty steep slope. Halfway up, we're kind of like hustling, like half jogging, which we've really taken to this year. It's been really fun. And we passed this family. It's just like a mom and a dad and a daughter. And the daughter is literally on a meat shelf. like on an external frame pack. He's got it
like folded. One of the Alps ones, right?
Yeah. He's got it folded down, and she is sitting on a snowsuit because it's going to be cold by the time they get up there, and just literally on the load shelf. And we're like, "You guys are doing good?" And he's like, "Yeah, if we kill something, she's going to have to walk down." I'm like, "Man, if you kill something up here, you guys are going to have a tough time."
But yeah,
I hope they did. So
yeah,
I can't believe that this year is like, it's almost December. Thanksgiving is in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Man, our long-term planning of like 2026, it's here. It feels like we've had plans for 6-8 months, and now it's like, well, now it's in a month.
We'll do some year in review stuff, but I'm pumped for next year already. Just like some of the stuff we've got coming out, it's pretty big.
Show season. We'll do probably like a show season and all that good stuff, like where we're going to be this year. But I'm ready for show season. It's like always a double-edged sword with show season. It's a grind, but you're like excited to tell everyone all those stuff.
Well, I mean, it's already show season for us because we're like planning. We got to ship stuff to shows starting now. And it's crazy. So it's top of mind for sure. So, man, go into a local dealer, whether that's a Sportsman's Warehouse, a Shields, or a local gun shop. Go in there this holiday season and buy a gun. Make it a Weatherby too. That'd be nice. But
yeah, it'd be great.
But support those guys. We need them to all do well, and we want them to. So go visit them. Tell them we sent you in there. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We'll catch you next time.